The new movie Her Smell stars Elizabeth Moss and tells the story of a fictional musician who rose to fame during the 1990s Riot Girl era. Allison McCabe takes us back to the time of fanzines and mixtapes for a look at another film that foreshadowed the Riot Girl movement and inspired real-life musicians.
Ratmobile, one of the foundational bands of the Riot Girl movement, fused feminism and punk rock. That was the early 1990s, and band co-founder Alison Wolfe had already been hearing about a film called Ladies and Gentlemen, The Fabulous Stains. But getting her hands on a copy wasn't easy.
It was like you could only get it from, like, maybe some cool person worked at a super indie alternative video store, and it would be through bootleg trading and stuff that you could even get near it, and then it would be many generations of a copy.
When she finally saw the film, Wolf says she was shocked.
It just seemed to spell out in a lot of ways what happened with Riot Girl. It almost looked like the movie was influenced by Us, but there's no way that could have happened.
That's because it was made a decade before Riot Girl. As punk was taking off in the UK in the mid-1970s, Caroline Kuhn was among the first to champion the scene as a journalist for Melody Maker magazine. After a collection of her articles came out in a book, Kuhn got a call from an American screenwriter.
Out of the blue, Nancy Dowd rang me.
Nancy Dowd had already written the screenplay for the Hollywood hit Slapshot and was looking to make a movie about the punk movement.
I said, come to London and I'll show you what's happening with this new iteration of youth rebellion.
Kuhn told Dowd that feminism was the next big thing to come to punk rock.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think... Oh, bondage! Up yours! 1, 2, 3, 4!
They began collaborating on a screenplay that put female musicians front and center.
Her script was, at essence, a feminist fable, a story about how women could get equality.
The story centered on a teenage orphan, played by a 14-year-old Diane Lane.
She'd lost her mother. She was very broke. And she says, not only am I going to be okay, but I'm forming a band and I'm going to tell y'all where to stick it.
When an English punk band, played by real-life members of The Clash and the Sex Pistols, passes through town, she manages to get the Stains on the bill without an audition.
I'm a waste of time, don't call me. I'm a waste of time, don't ask me. I'm a waste of time, don't touch me. I'm a waste of...
The band can barely play, but when the musicians get heckled, Lane's character addresses the women in the audience.
You came here tonight thinking you'd see some cute and wonderful rock star. And you hope maybe he'd take one look at you from up on that stage and he'd fall in love with you just like that. Then your savior could take you out of this dump of a town you live in. You could be different from all the other girls. Suckers! Suckers! Be yourselves!
A guy throws his drink at her. She takes off her hat, and her hair is striped like a skunk. She sheds her overcoat to reveal a provocative outfit. The message was, you're in control. Lane recalls that moment as electric.
The women in the audience are saying, wow, hell yes, I want some more of that. The guys in the audience are grabbing their crotch and making jokes because they don't get it. They don't understand that the train has left the station, and a lot of women are going to be on that train.
In the film, girls all around the country begin to emulate the Stains. The band was supposed to go on to conquer England, but just as men on screen tried to thwart their success, tensions were also brewing behind the scenes. Caroline Kuhn says the film's original call to arms was muted by its male director.
He began just tearing pages out of the end of the script. We walked off the movie. We were sacked.
The film wrapped in 1980 without an ending. 2 years went by. The director came up with his own closing scene, a faux music video which recast the Stains as pop stars. That version tanked in test screenings and was never released. But within a few years, it started surfacing on late-night cable TV and then on bootlegs. Bratmobile's Allison Wolfe says many young women who saw those grainy VHS tapes not only became fans of the Stains, but were inspired to form their own bands.
A lot of us didn't know how to play instruments, hardly at all, when we started. Yet that didn't stop us from wanting to express ourselves.
Members of Bikini Kill have cited the Stains as an inspiration, Courtney Love and Kate Nash too. In 2015, the band XX made a music video as an homage to the film, says guitarist Mary Timoney.
in a way, the movie kind of made itself come true.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Fabulous Danes is now widely available on streaming platforms, and a superfan has just released the soundtrack on vinyl. But you may have to know someone cool to get a copy. For NPR News, I'm Allison McCabe.
I'm a waste of time.